Hey, everybody. It's Ted and Steve here.
Hey, guys.
For the good, I'd say a good like 25 minutes, we're just going to bitch.
Yep. Just heads up. That's what you're getting into. The second half will be a little lighter and a little funnier.
Right. But still doom and gloom. But we bitch for quite some time. So if you're wondering, do they ever stop bitching? Yes, we do. Maybe around the 25, 30 minute mark.
Yeah, good call. I like this disclaimer.
Yeah, I think we needed to put that in here.
And we're smiling, so we sound much happier than we do when they listen to the beginning of this.
Yeah, but we recorded this part after the episode because, well, we realized we spent a good chunk of this episode really bitching because we're just confused and we don't know what the hell is going on in our lives.
Yeah, and while you're at it, get off my damn lawn.
Yeah, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh, Ted. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. We're here. Turn that off. Turn that on. Hit this button.
We are here.
What is that, the Port Townsend saying, we're here because we're not all there? I saw that on a bumper sticker. It says, Port Townsend, Washington. We're here because we're not all there. And I was like, that is so profound because Port Townsend is such a unique town. I love Port Townsend. I love going there. It's such a cool, quirky town, but not everyone's all there because people are kind of quirky there.
Yeah.
I don't think we're here not because we're not quirky. I think Ted and I are just not.
It's just,
I almost cursed, man. This is not a good day.
No. There's a... Yeah, I don't know. No, just not. Yeah.
I like legit. Anytime I pick up my phone and I my buddy Al and I, we've been going back and forth on social, on like Facebook, just messaging each other. And I'm like, I just want to turn off all social media. And he's like, I do too, but I'm also afraid that then I'm going to get the news via text. And what I'm trying to say, if you're a wrestling fan, you may have an idea. I'm a huge wrestling fan. And
right.
I'm starting, and I wrestle. And I'm at this point where I'm like questioning if I A, want to stay a wrestling fan, continue to wrestle, because I know wrestling is a bunch of weird characters. It's a carnival lifestyle, you know what I mean? But there are some seriously messed up individuals, and I'd like to say it's just a handful, but it's not. There's a social media, it's not a trend, movement going on right now, hashtag speaking out. It started with one woman calling out this guy that was, of course, it's always the super righteous guys that are like on a soapbox telling you how to live your life, how to be this, that, and the other thing. And she's like, you know, you're a POS, you know, it's an ex. And she shared these awful stories of what he did. And then other women are like, oh my God, he did that to me as well. His name's David Starr. He's a popular wrestler.
All right.
And it just completely exploded on the internet. But what that has done, and understandably so, it's triggered a lot of emotions for a lot of people, men and women, that have been abused, whether it be physical, sexual, mental, and a bunch of other stuff, predatory, things like that. And a lot of people are coming out. Friends of mine are coming out. People I thought were friends are being accused of stuff.
Accused.
And it's triggering a lot of things for me because this happened in March with 321 Battle, and that's, you know, long story short, there was alleged sexual assault by someone that was running the promotion.
Right.
And it completely killed the promotion. I only found out about it 3 days before, in a nutshell, we killed the promotion. Because it was just, I quit when at the next show, at the next meeting. There was a lot of high tempers, and mine probably being one of the hottest heads in that room. I'm watching another promotion called Chikara right now on social media today, just imploding because one of their main guys is accused of doing some effed up stuff as well. And it's just a lot to
it's unbelievable.
Dude, it's tough to crack jokes on the mornings. And I'll be honest, like I force myself to because that's how I have to pay my bills.
Right.
On this podcast, look, we don't make a dime from doing this. So I think we're a little bit more real. So I know you're battling stuff as well. And it's just a really tough time to be funny. And I don't even know how to process a lot of this crap, man, because I'm like, see that about David Starr. Then there was a story about Joey Ryan, a guy that we've talked about more than 16 women. 16, and he's known as being this sleazy guy, but the thing was always, oh, but he's such a good dude, he's quiet, reserved, it's just a character. And he even said that, and I was like, oh, okay, I relate to that as a performer, because a lot of the stuff I do in wrestling, it to me is a character, it's not really me. I'm not a douchebag radio celebrity.
No.
You know what I mean? But I saw him as an inspiration, and now all of a sudden I'm realizing, holy S-word, this guy is exactly the character. He's worse than that. He's a complete sleazeball. There's too many people for me to consider that it's just one fabricated story. You know what I mean? That whole smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. There's so much going on, and then, I don't know. Like, it's tough, right? Because people come here for entertainment. So I'm like, I don't want to bitch about my own stuff, too. But it's just the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have Robin on the show anymore. Like,
which is awful. I saw her post today, and heard about it, but, like, to see it. I miss her, you know?
Yeah.
I know you do too. I mean,
right, of course. Yeah. And she did so much for us,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's not easy to fill those gaps and trying to learn new stuff. It's just stressful.
Right.
And then, we're in my neighborhood where I live. I mean,
something's going on in your neighborhood in Capitol Hill?
Yeah.
And I haven't been watching the news recently.
Right. And every 2 minutes I get a phone call from somebody like, I heard everything's on fire and this and that. And it's just... it's just tiresome, man. And I don't know. You could hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But again, my job is to make people laugh. So I can't, you know, here we can be a little more honest with like, right? Like I don't want to go too far on that stuff. And also, look, I struggle with it every day. I struggle with it on the podcast, and Steve and I struggle with it here. Like, do we talk honestly with you guys, or do we just make entertainment? If we make too much entertainment, are we not taking the temperature of the country? Like,
right. Are we tone deaf, as they would say?
Right. And on mm-hmm. top of that, you got the damn corona spiking again.
Yep. Dude, it's... yeah, I feel like I'm talking... I feel like I'm my parents talking to me right now. It's like Bummer City. Because everything is about, like, the weather's terrible. Oh, that hip is broken. And the coronavirus. And are you safe out there? I hear the protests are burning things down to the ground in Seattle. And right. What is this? They've taken over the city. The protesters. There's no more cops. And it's like... oh my gosh, my wife and I laugh. Like, I put him on mute and I'm like, oh my God, stop complaining. And here I am pulling a Mr. and Mrs. Miggs to you, Ted, about wrestling is falling apart. And it's like, but you're right. Like, I mean, I've even been torn, like, do I address this in social media? It's like, I don't know about you, man, but like, I used to just view social media to me was never real, if that makes sense. Like, it's
right.
a place where I crack silly jokes, post pictures of my kid, of my dog, and just try and be lighthearted on social media. But then I'm reading people and I understand what they mean. It's like social media, we need to accept that this is now a form of media. This is now a form of, you know, getting the word out there. And if you're just not taking it serious, then you're missing the boat. And I'm like, am I missing the boat? I don't know what the hell is, dude, I have no idea anymore. Like, I don't know what we should be doing on the air anymore. Like, I think that we do our best to try to address some of these serious issues, but that's like, even like we talk about Bubba Wallace on our show.
Right.
And instantly there's texts from people that are like, oh, he's just like that Jesse Smollett guy. And it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It freezes me in my tracks because I am so bothered that somebody who enjoys what we do for a living can think that close-minded, you know?
Right. Jesse Smollett made up a story, paid people to do it, blah, blah, blah. Right. Like Bubba Wallace was told there was a noose in his garage, right? Like, he did not start the story.
No.
Right? And keep in mind, this was the same day, that same race where they held a rally outside because they wanted to have the Confederate flag.
Yes.
Right? And then, so I get it. It wasn't a hate crime, but the FBI still said it was a noose.
Mm-hmm.
And who uses a noose? Like, we all know, you say lynching, you use a noose.
Oh, according to some police, those are used for pinatas, Ted. I couldn't believe that one.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, like, I don't know, man. It's just hard to, like, just ignore sometimes how awful some people can be that are your audience. And I'm not saying all of our audience, because I know there's a lot of really good people that listen. And I'm not even saying, like, if you're a Republican, I'm not mad at you. Or if you're a Democrat, I'm not mad at you. But, I mean, I truly think if you're willing to just lump a black man with another black man because it fits whatever narrative that you're trying to say, I don't necessarily want you to be a fan of our show. Like, it bothers me.
Well, it's like,
and it bothers me that you could just be like, oh, screw Bubba Wallace. He's just like Jesse Smollett. It's like, no, this wasn't any kind of PR scheme for him. He was hurt by the news that NASCAR gave him. Do you blame him?
Right. I mean, look, it's the same thing last week in New York City, right? There was a story that came out that there was three cops in the hospital because somebody at Shake Shack had put bleach in their milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't the truth. They were in the hospital, but there was no bleach found. But it's hard to find the redaction on that story.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that would be just as easy for people to go, well, all cops are liars. But you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right. Bubba Wallace is Jesse Smollett. Right. And on top of that, we're still dealing with a pandemic and just the mental task that is taking on people.
And dude, I mean, not to be, again, always us, but I have never, in radio, we've done this, I mean, you've done it almost as long as me. I think I've had a few more years, but not much, you know, but I've been in this world, in this radio world for about 20 years.
Yeah.
All that really matters at the end of the day. I mean, minus, you know, hurting somebody. As long as you get your job done and you're successful, you're safe. If that, you know what I mean? Like, in other words, like, you get good ratings, you can pretty much do anything you want. Within reason, of course. But, you know, you get good ratings, you keep your job. That's been how it is. It doesn't matter how hard you work. Doesn't matter how short of your hours are or whatever it may be. As long as you get the results that the station wants, which is our ratings.
Right.
You are going to be.
So they can make money.
Right. Which is, that's just how entertainment is. I get it. Like, you know, you're an actor. You're going to be a bankable actor because you continue to sell tickets to your movie that you're doing or whatever it may be. You're performing at a high level. Now we're in a situation where it's like the longer this goes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, people are just losing jobs.
Right. Like, we could be the top rated show by a landslide, but if there's no advertising because nobody is going to businesses, like, the longer COVID goes on, and this is the least, I get it, people are dying, and like, this is not me trying to be like, you know, my pocket is more important than someone's life. I'm not thinking like that, but it's a reality. Like, the longer this goes on, there's more of a chance of losing the job, and that's stressful. It's scary, and it's like, gosh, like, you just want to be like, people, let's bunker down, let's get through this so we can all get back to, like, A, people's lives aren't being impacted, and B, I'm able to freaking still provide for my family.
Yeah, and listen, I still don't understand this one. Like, we're all fine with going into stores and putting on pants and shirts. Like, you go in a store, put the damn mask on.
It doesn't take much.
Like, sitting around, like, I'm it's just annoying.
Plus, it's fun. Like, now people don't have to look at me. I feel like I'm more anonymous with a mask on.
Yeah, it's just wild. And trust me, like, and it's the same thing in my neighborhood, right? Like, right. You have the Black Lives Matter thing that was going on. Like, mm-hmm. Not thing, the Black Lives Matter like movement in this. But now that movement's kind of been lost up there, right? And I wasn't on last week to say this, but I mean, even when it was still a party atmosphere up there, like, I kept going up there because it was my neighborhood. But I said to a couple friends, like, we're losing the message here. This has turned into just a bunch of people hanging out during the day and then anarchists at night that just want to destroy stuff.
Make the movement look bad.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, I thought about that, and I was going to text you or call you last week because I was like, am I crazy? Because I'm watching the videos on social media that people that I know are sharing live videos, and I'm watching what's going on. And I still see some activism going on, but I was like, man, if I was in a coma from 2019 and I woke up today or last week and I opened up Facebook, I'd be like, is this the Capitol Hill block party or is this like a festival going on? Because I'm not saying that everyone should be angry, you know, like in the sense of like yelling and screaming at each other, but it was like music was playing and people were just chilling out, eating. And it just felt like I was watching some kind of like a food, like
folk a festival.
Life. Yeah.
Right. Trust me. That's what, like, I mean, that was the main thing after like the first weekend and the second weekend. People were like, hey, this isn't your Coachella. Mm-hmm. Like, we're supposed to be proven a point here.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, the last I heard, Black Lives Matter, they're moving all their activists out of there.
Yeah.
So
I don't blame them. It's at this point, it's like the night stuff is kind of scary that there's, from what you read, and you would know better than me, but it seems like people are coming in to disrupt things. And sadly, there are people getting hurt and dying from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's wild. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, between when the protest started with the tear gas and then last weekend you have gunshots. I mean, that that's the other thing that's hard is like I just sometimes like you're just on edge.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just on edge constantly.
Well, right now, like I'll be honest, like yesterday, day before today, I'm constantly just refreshing my phone on Twitter because I'm like, okay, who's the next person that's being accused of something? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's just Like, I don't even want to be a fan of any single independent wrestler right now because I'm afraid that it was yesterday, like, there was like four names that came up, and I'm like, oh, no, not that guy. Come on. I like that guy.
Right. And then you feel like, too, like, if I tweet something about Arsenal playing, then it's like, does that look tone deaf because I'm tweeting about soccer? Like,
yeah. And then I see some people like you, if you're being quiet, this, then, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, if you see my Twitter drafts page,
oh my God. The amount that I type and then delete is unbelievable.
My response to people, like, I've wanted to reach out, but I'm like, oh, if I reach out about, like, I wanted to reach out to one wrestler I know that's like heartbroken about what's going on with this Chikara promotion, because I'm like, gosh, dude, like, what you're going through, I feel you, because I went through the exact same thing back in March with my promotion, my home promotion. But I'm like, is that tone deaf? Because I feel like me losing a promotion is really not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things compared to the women and men that have been awfully taken advantage of by some sleazy mother effers in this, yeah, in this world of wrestling. And there's way too many of them, way too many to even name, man. And dude, even like Keith Lee from the WWE, you know, getting to be a big name, he shared a story of him being like taken advantage of, which someone, he slipped something in his drink. And he doesn't remember what happened that night back when he was an up-and-comer. And like, he says, to that, that's part of the reason why I don't drink anymore. He's like, I still to this day have no idea what happened with me and that person. And it could have been bad. And it's like, gosh almighty, man. It just doesn't know like genders, races, like these predatory a-holes. Oh, man, I'm just ready to curse.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm in such a weird mood, it's, man.
It's
the, I'm, truth.
Sorry. It makes everybody look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, we've talked about this. I just think all around, whether it's up at the Chop, whether it's other places, or that, it just, I don't know. It just seems like we're losing leadership all, mm-hmm, the way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just, and that's not just a shot at the president. I'm just saying, like I'm talking about up at the Chop, like a lot of places I look at certain workplaces. I'm just like, man, this is a different time. Like, we got to really rethink stuff, but it seems like, you know, mm-hmm, if you're too far to the left, you got to dig in. Too far to the right, you got to dig in. If you're not rich, you got to dig in. If you're super rich, you got to dig in and say, this is what we do. And it's like, well, things are changing.
Yeah, dude. And like, but there's part of me that's like, have I aged out of what's going on? You know, I mean, like, you see there's some incredible young leadership that you could potentially see. I mean, I'm seeing it in different facets between the Black Lives Matters. And I see it sometimes even in the wrestling community as well. It's like, I get why Chappelle is saying what he's saying. I don't know if you watched his special on YouTube.
What, he was talking about letting younger people do it.
Yeah. But I mean, I also feel like there's so many people that are not like Chappelle, maybe even not like us, where it's like, how dare I let a young person assume leadership? Like, that's like almost like a blow to their ego.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, that's a huge issue within the civil rights and, mm-hmm, and Black Lives Matter too, is that a lot of times, a lot of these white allies that come on always want to somehow like be the
take control.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the point. If you want to be an ally, just get in the marches, like, do your part. You know, it's like last Friday.
Be a support.
Right. Like, last Friday was Juneteenth. Right. Mm-hmm. So in the Chop, they were like, hey, we're trying to prove a point here. So we're just trying to keep it most, you know, like, just black till from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right. Like a solidarity show in numbers. Mm-hmm. But you look on social media and people are like, oh, now the Chop is turning on themselves and they're self-segregating, this and that. I'm like, no, they weren't. They were just like, come on. You can't, right, chill out for one day and just like, can we give them this?
I see that sometimes.
Like, to me, that didn't seem like a big deal. It's like, yeah, it's Juneteenth. It's a famous black holiday. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, I don't need to go up there.
No. I mean, if you just read what's being said or listen to what's being said, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But some people just want to they see something and they refuse to like go deep and really fully understand why it's being said the way that it's being said, whatever it may be. And then all of a sudden, it's just like so much wants to nitpick anything that's being said. Like, right. Oh, gotcha.
And everybody takes,
you're busted now.
Right. Everybody takes everything so personally, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I follow a lot of people on Twitter and they'll put out something, you know, about like white people, this and that. Well, if you're not a racist white person, like, they're not talking about you. You don't have to go, well, that's racist because I'm not, like, no, chill out. They're not talking about you.
That's a narcissist mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I honestly, like, that was one of the most, it took me a while before I started. Like, when I used to hear white privilege, I would cringe. I'm like, what are you talking about, right? White privilege? And I never really listened. And then all of a sudden, it was like, it took like not that long ago where I finally started like listening fully to what they meant by that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. Like that makes all the sense in the world to me. And once I stopped taking it personally and just understanding what was being said, it was like, okay, yeah. Why would I be mad at a group of people? Because if I'm not being racist, I have no reason to be mad at like at that what they're saying. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like a weight thing, right? Now, somebody who's weighed 360 and this and that, but it's like, you know, you could sit there and say, oh, fat people are lazy and just do this and that. Fine. Now, you know, when I first started that, some of these weight loss things, like, right, like you have no idea where somebody's at on their journey, but you got to be smart enough to go, like, that doesn't include you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
You know,
does.
Like, it's just like, all right. So, I mean, like, look, I wouldn't make that statement, but, you know, I don't know. That's the biggest thing. I don't know
anymore.
Steve, I'm just tired.
And Ted,
I don't sleep at night.
I don't either.
The melatonin doesn't work anymore.
And then I have a little child.
Right, you have a kid.
And man, like that was for the longest time. Like I used to joke about it, but I meant that. I was like, I don't want kids. I want to bring a kid into this world. Like, why would I want a kid to have to endure what we're enduring? And it's only going to get worse. That was always my mentality. I bring a child into this world, man. It's like, I would never, ever regret it. Like, and in fact, I'm like, I am so glad that I have a child in my life right now because it keeps me grounded. It makes me happy. And she's the greatest, greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. I mean that with all the utmost sincerity until she starts talking back. And then I'll regret even saying that.
But no, you know what I mean? Why?
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 Why? Why? But I want it, Dad. Come on. You can afford it. No. But now I get it. It's like, but then there's that, like, I don't want her to be treated the way that women are being treated, you know what I mean? And I don't want her to be treated like other men are being treated. You know, I don't want her to be treated badly because of any reason. And I don't want her to grow up in a world where she thinks it's okay that other people are treated badly. It's like, there's a lot of pressure to think like, how am I going, what point do I need to start like instilling in this child that like you treat everybody with respect, you show everybody love and compassion and empathy. And you look out for others as well. I think that's an important part as well. Like, you know, I mean, in my head, I'm like, I need to make sure I talk to her about like, hey, if you see one of your classmates being picked on, you step up and you stand up and help them. And I'm like, she's not even able to walk or talk. Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm overwhelming myself with this pressure already. It's crazy, dude.
Well, that's the other thing too, right? Let's be honest. The last 5 years or whatever, there's been this huge push about like, you can't bully people, this and that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that's what happens in the world. Work in a corporate space. Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to get? Bullied.
Oh, yeah.
Work in it. You know what I mean? Like, adults do it to each other all the time. But then it's like, can you believe a kid did it to somebody? Like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at our bosses in life. You know, look at our authorities. Why do you think they are the way they are? They were bullies, and now they're given a position where they can continue to be bullies. Or they were bullied, yeah. And now they finally, the shoe's on the other foot, mother effers, and I'm going to be the dick to everybody.
Yeah, and I get it. Look, like, not everything's easy, but, like, right, it happens in corporate America all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at the baseball players and the owners. The owners tried to bully them.
And, dude, like, now I'm like, man, this is just a giant, like, I'm just unloading all of my stress. But this is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but, like, you know, you see the world that we're in with cancel culture and with, like, a lot of people, like, pulling up things from the past about certain entertainment people, you know, people in the world of like whatever, talk show hosts or whatever. And it's like, man, like, I'm like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, that is dumb to be that way. And I'm like, man, I don't even want to, like, I get, like, I think about like how I used to be over the course of my career. And I'm like, I like to think that I've always been respectful towards everybody, but I'm like, I've probably cracked jokes that I don't even remember that if I listened to right now, I would be so mad at myself for, you know?
100%. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago on the men's room, we like stopped down for a day and like talked about this. And I go, look, I don't want to admit this. It crushes me. But like, look, I've used terrible language. I've used that word. Mm-hmm. I can't hide from that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could go back to my high school. Like, I can tell you the kid, you know, and he would go, oh, I'm sure he remembers. Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought it was unjust and or you know, kidding around because I said it with a different letter and this and that. And he was like, no, like, I'm going to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, I don't, I guess that's the other thing too. At a certain point, like, we've got it, obviously not the sexual assaults. I don't know, this is the thing. Like, I can't say anything anymore without qualifying. The bottom line is people are going to change. So with some of the racial stuff too, it's like, look, man, they might have done something, but like, are they the problem? Are they willing to say, hey, look, I've changed. I shouldn't have done that. Like,
right.
Okay. We got to accept it at some point.
Right. There's certain, not everything is black and white. Like, there's a lot of shades of gray. And then I'm not talking about race stuff, like just in general, you know what I mean? Like there's going to be people that have done some stupid stuff in their life and you just got to be like, okay, have they become a better person? Have they learned from that? Like, did they truly hurt anyone in the process? Because I look back, dude, I think about some of the jokes. Like, I can't believe, like, I used to think it was funny to make fun of, like, heavyset women. You know what I mean? Like, or joke about someone not being attractive. And it's like, who the hell am I to, like, judge? Like, nowadays, really, the only person I like to make fun of on the air is myself. Because at least I know that that's, I know the line. You know, you know what I mean? Like the last thing I really want to do is be that type of a show. Like, and some people say some awful stuff, man. Like one of the ones that I even saw, like with Sammy Guevara, who's in AEW wrestling, and they pulled up audio of him from back when he was like 21 years old, like 5 years ago. I think he's like 26 now. He's not even that old now, but he said something that, it made me mad to even hear it, but I respect how he handled it in his apology. Like he was talking on a podcast about Sasha Banks and he said, and you can look it up. I'm not going to say the word, but he basically said how he talked about how hot she was and how he just wanted to R-word her.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And you listen to this and you're like, why would you ever think that was a good idea? And he went on and just said, look, I was on a show where I was trying to be Mr. Edgy, funny guy, and it wasn't funny. And I called her up and I apologized to her and I'm sorry. And like the AEW suspended him and they're taking all the money that he would have made during the time of his suspension, putting it towards like women's charities.
Right.
Sasha Banks put up a statement saying I had a very good talk with him. I was not happy with him. And I explained to him why I could only imagine he got an earful and deservingly so. But I love that he didn't go down this road of like Joey Ryan's trying to be like, oh, I was living the rock star life. That's why I was exposing my Johnson to women. I just thought that was just, you know, I got caught up in the celebrity. And it's like, dude. And he's like, but I've been to therapy now. And it's like, don't use therapy as your excuse. Cause I don't think you're only saying that because you got caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas of course, Sammy also is only doing what he's doing because he got caught, but at least he wasn't making it about like, he wasn't giving a bunch of excuses. He's just like, I effed up. I was younger and dumb and I'm sorry. And I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do at that point? Like you've already made the mess. Now it's how do you handle it after you made that mess? And called the person. He apologized. He didn't just put out a blanket statement on Twitter and didn't even bother to reach out to her. Like he did the right things. He had to, you know, he had to eat his words.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, this has been a fun episode.
What do we got that's funny, Steve? Oh, by the way, I will also say too, as people listen to us bitch and moan, I'm sure there's plenty of people right now listening going, they like, come on, YouTube, work at radio, blah, blah, blah. And I find myself doing it with pro athletes, right?
Yeah.
Like just let's get some sports going. But then it's like, man, those dudes have families and stuff. I don't blame them if they don't want to go play in a bubble.
Right?
In a, you know, especially you talk about going to Florida. Florida's got a lot of cases now.
A ton.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It just, it doesn't seem like anybody's together on anything.
No. There's not even like a common ground. It's just F you radical right. And screw you, you leftist loser. And it's like, there's nothing else. There's nothing, at least I feel like when I see people bitching, it's just name calling and we cannot see eye to eye on anything. Should we do a quarantine? Should I be mad? I think
the answer is yes. But let's stop thinking about us and think outside.
Okay.
Let's see if we should be mad about this.
All right.
I don't even right, and I wish people knew me and you enough to know that, like, I guarantee you Steve's mind's doing the same thing I am right now. Like, oh, man, was that too much?
I am.
And, did we just unload on people? They're going to be like, get back to funny.
I worry about that all morning. At least we don't have a text line here. Like, honestly, whenever we do anything that's somewhat serious, I cringe to look at the text line because I know, like, there's going to be somebody, like, that's just going to have a completely different opinion and it's going to get in my head.
Yeah.
So dude, I have a question if we should even put this podcast out. It's tough, man. I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a depressed mood though. Like, you know what I mean? It's not, this is a weird mood to be in. Like I'm watching so much stuff like just crumble around me and understandably so. But man, it doesn't make it any better or easier to absorb.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is, man.
All right, let's see. I don't know if we've done this one. So did we do the one about do you remember, did we do a Should I Be Mad about getting rid of the dog?
Yes.
Okay, we did that one. Did we ever do one about the changing the last name?
No.
Okay. All right. Should I Be Mad? Sorry, it's taking us. I have a folder, as Ted sees, of topics that we should have done today instead of this. But, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah. Well, it's still a podcast.
Yeah, you know what? If you didn't like it, send us your address, and we'll send you a check covering the cost of what you paid to subscribe to our podcast. Self-addressed stamped envelope to the Megacast. You don't need to put anything else on there. We're just like the Austin Police Department. You just write, thank you. It shows up to the office. Sorry. All right. Should I be mad? I'm a woman in my early 30s.
All right.
And I have a problem with my fiance. He wants me to change my last name when we get married. I don't want to. I decided at a fairly early age that the idea of changing a woman's last name to me is sexist. Now, look, I love my husband or my future husband. And I think it's cool. And his response was, can you at least hyphenate it? And I just don't really even feel like doing that. He's mad at me. I'm mad at him. Is this worth arguing about? Love the show. She also said, isn't it enough that I'm marrying him?
No.
It's yeah, not.
I mean, look.
You need to take his last name.
Right. I don't think that is a massive deal anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if she doesn't want to take your last, like, you know what I mean? Like, that stuff dates back so long ago. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I'm not sure how I feel about the institution of marriage to begin with. So, no, I don't think it's a big deal that somebody, you have to take somebody's last name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is it, afraid if you get out of the castle, one of the serfs is not going to know you're married to the Lord?
Right. It's so funny. Like, that'd be like, I don't think a last name is necessary to prove that you're married. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was going to hit on her, but then I found out she had my friend Bob's last name.
Right. Well, that's kind of the thing, too. Like, people that date forever, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like they got to get married. It's like they don't love each other because they don't have a piece of paper from the government.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like it's so family imposed because I thought about that. Like, it's funny, though. Like, 20s version of me, talk about difference in time and how you change in your mindset and all that. I think I probably, if I was like getting married and my future wife's like, I'm not getting taking your last name, I would have been pissed.
All right.
Because that's just what I knew. You know what I mean? Everybody gets, that's just how it is in our household. Like, you right. get married, you take the last name. What do you mean? Now, like, if my wife said, I don't know if I want to take your last name, I mean, all right, that's fine. I was like, in my head, I'd be like, oh, this is going to be a headache with my family. Can we at least lie to my mom and dad? And just, you know what I mean? Like,
it's right, because that's the thing. People are going to talk ass, right? But, you know, like anything that starts, you know, it's not going to be easy when in the beginning, but I think if enough people didn't.
Yeah. But also, I'm the guy that ruffled some feathers because I'm the first person in my family that's not married to an Italian person.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm not afraid to, like, put my line in the sand and say,
Sid,
screw.
Did Sid take your last name?
She did.
She did. All right.
Yeah, she had no choice. I told her to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, now she's Italian, huh?
Hey, yo, get over here.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, all this stuff is easy for me to say. I've never been married. But I don't know. I just feel like if I actually met a woman that I, like, was like, all right, this is it. I'm going to get married. Which, you can hear the fear in my voice, even saying that. Jesus, that sounds awful. Like, I think if she was like, hey, plus, like, I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 in 6 months, literally, from today.
Oh.
So, at 40, like, look, if I can find somebody that I actually want to marry, I don't care. Her last name can be whatever she wants.
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest with you, honey, we can get married. You can just change your name to something fun.
Just do whatever you want.
I'm changing mine to Ted S. Cool.
Ted S. Cool?
Ted S. Cool. When I was a little kid, I loved LL Cool J. So for a while, I tried to get my name to be Ted S. Cool. Ted Smith Cool.
Ted Smith Cool.
So Ted, you know, like, I'm like, listen, honey, you put your last name whatever you want, because I'm changing my whole name to Ted S. Cool.
I'm going to be BL Miggs. Bitches love Miggs. 40 is this December.
Yes.
Big plans? I mean.
Not anymore.
No.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Number one, I was going to go to, again, like, I don't want to.
What were the plans?
I was going to go see Notre Dame Navy college football in late August in Dublin, Ireland. And then was supposed to go either to Amsterdam or Portugal for a few days after that. And then in December, I was going to throw like a massive party because I've never been married. So there's a few people I feel like kind of owe me a trip to the West Coast because I've been back east a bunch.
That's very true.
Yeah. So I was going to do like a, basically like a wedding, like have one night that's like, you know, like a dinner and like all
like a
the,
reception dinner.
Yeah. Like
thing,
the aunt and uncle.
Yeah. Rehearsal dinner.
That kind of thing. And then one night. Like I have a few friends that run in the nightclub scene. I mean, like a nightclub banger, like sparklers coming out of bottles of champagne, like me and a bunch of Steve Miggs, obviously, bunch of like a list like to get in there. Yeah. And like, yeah, I mean, it was going to be like a legit like
confetti cannons.
Oh, all that, dude.
Because I'll walk around just everywhere we go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere we go to the bathroom, I'm shooting off confetti.
Yeah.
Well, Ted's a nut shooter. I almost said it. I think I did.
Yeah, you might have to mark that.
Screw it. Ted's in the
So at this point, much like some of my friends that were supposed to get married this year, I just told people, like, look, let's just wait. 41, we'll just treat as the 40th.
I like it.
Yeah, because it's...
Plus, it's more random. Ted's big 4-1.
It's more random, and honestly, like, I don't... That's my big fear right now. Like, I'm really worried that we get to the holidays and we're not going to be able to go out or do anything.
I know.
You know?
I know. Like, we already planned a vacation in August thinking, okay, that's a little bit further down the line. Things should be somewhat, you know, be responsible, but we should be able to go to, like, California.
Yeah.
Now, my wife and I talk, I'm like, I don't even know if we're going to be able to do that. They already pushed off Hawaii? They're going to push off, like, luckily, we didn't book anything yet on this one. Like, we booked our Hawaii trip. That sucked because, you know, we got our money credited.
Yeah.
But I don't know when the next time we're going to be able to go to Hawaii, and the credit's on Hawaiian Air. So
yeah, I mean, same thing happened to me. I had a flight in a hotel room in L.A. because I was going to go to Dodgers opening day.
That's right.
Yeah. So right. When I turn 40, who knows? It'll probably just be the normal stuff for now. I don't know. I'm going to try to sneak back east at some point, hopefully this summer, and see. You know, like my niece just graduated from high school. I owe her a steak dinner. You know, just that kind
of
stuff.
Speaking of which, I got the invite from our friends over at the Snoqualmie Casino saying, hey, you should come down for dinner now that we're back up and running. Any restaurant you want to come to? So I was thinking maybe one of these times we go get dinner.
Yo, Steve, I would love that.
Okay.
And we wouldn't have to annoy everybody on our podcast.
That's true. We could bitch together without a microphone in front of us. So once we can figure that out, let's do that.
Bitch together.
Bitching together. Bitch fest. I might have to tell Sid that I'm taking, it's going to be a slumber party kind of night.
Yeah, man, for real. Well, I mean, look, that's another, like, yeah, it's wild. I would also say this too, man. If you have a bar or restaurant you like, especially a neighborhood spot, like, please order some food from them.
Even if it's to go, yeah.
Right. If they have some seating available, please go in, support them. I mean, they are really hurting.
And if you can, I get it. Money's tight for it. So who am I to shame somebody for not being able to? But like, I hope everybody tips in general, but like, go above and beyond on your tips if you can. Yeah. Like, I really have been like stepping it up big time on my takeout ones, like almost where I'm like doubling, you know, when I can, especially to the places that I truly love. Like, I've always been like there's like a teriyaki place, a sushi place. You know what I mean? Like, just do what you can because. Even if you just ask them, hey, how are things going? You could hear it in their voice that they're just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these places are barely making the minimum to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people, man, that's their life's work.
Yes. Family-owned business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary, man. Like, I hope that when we look back on 2020, we look on it as like, that was a really awful time, but a lot of great things have changed because of it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm with you.
I do 100%. Have that feeling, not only just with race relations, because man, it's insane to think, like, you look back in history, like, I never, you heard of protests, but it was never, there's a solidarity between white and black people that are protesting together that I don't think it's ever been like that before. So I'm not saying that all hope is lost. Like, obviously there are still racists in this, on this planet, and it's sad, But I think that the future is so very bright. It's just a matter of weathering this storm. And we even read an article about this woman who used her stimulus check to buy stuffed animals so she could make a stuffed animal zoo in her front yard because she knew people like stuffed animals.
All right.
It's completely ridiculous, but whatever. Like, use your money how you want. If you want to stimulate the stuffed animal economy, go ahead.
Help them out.
82 years old. And she said, I lived through World War II. And it was not nearly as bad as it is now, as far as just like how the doom and gloom of how things are. And I was like, that's heavy. Like, we look at World War II as probably being like such an awful time to be living life. And here's a woman that said, I lived through that. And this is tougher to live through because of the COVID stuff and probably all the other stuff that's going on in the world.
Right. Because at least with World War II and stuff, everybody agreed. We got to go beat the Nazis.
Yes.
And the fascists.
Right.
In Italy. Right. Like, we all agreed on that.
Right. But in this situation, it's like we can't agree that we want to beat the racists because, you know, all lives matter.
I am happy I don't have to explain that to people anymore.
It is nice that it's finally getting to a point where the all lives matter people are now educating people on why all lives matter is not the right term to use.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like that's progress.
Right. Yeah, we're ending on a somewhat funny note.
Let's end with a quarantine.
Monday, you should stay at home. Tuesday, I will stay at home. Wednesday, Thursday, stay at home. It's Friday. I'm in gloves.
Yeah. All right, I didn't see that one coming.
Saturday's the same. Ted?
Sunday. Sunday.
It's Friday. I'm in gloves.
We're in gloves. You can follow us at the Megacast. And sorry if we just bitched a lot and we sounded like your parents or your friends on Facebook or whatever it may be. We just needed to get it out.
And if you enjoyed it, thank you for sticking with us.
And if you didn't like it, look, we probably wouldn't have done a podcast had we not done that.
Right.
We almost didn't. Next week, we're on vacation, so I won't be here.
Oh, okay.
We're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right.
Yeah, so you get to enjoy this. You can listen to this next week as well.
Ooh. Yeah. We should have lunch on Friday.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. All right, man. Enjoy your time off.
Take care.